From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. San Francisco Mayor London Breed put forth a budget proposal Friday. KALW's Bea Saul has more.
Breed's budget pencils out at $13.7 billion. That's $1.4 billion more than the previous year. The mayor plans to spend that money on pandemic-related costs, mental health care, and homelessness. Mayor Breed is counting on voters to approve a business tax reform measure on the November 3rd ballot in order to raise more revenue. And to help make ends meet, Breed's budget is asking city workers to defer scheduled raises for the next 2 years. Labor leaders have resisted the plan, however. They argue that workers already deferred portions of their wage increases earlier this year, and were struggling even before the virus hit in March. But the mayor says if unions don't agree to the delays, the city will be forced to lay off workers and cut city services. Another notable part of Breed's proposal is to redirect $120 million in law enforcement funding. The Human Rights Commission of San Francisco has made recommendations with input from the city's black residents. The money would fund more housing, mental health, employment, and education for black citizens. The proposed budget now goes to the Board of Supervisors for their consideration. The final budget must be signed no later than October 1st. I'm Bea Saul, KALW News.
Corrections officials say two more prisoners from San Quentin State Prison have died from what appears to be complications of coronavirus. The incarcerated men died Sunday at outside hospitals. Orlando G. Romero was 48 years old and living on death row since 1996. Another inmate was part of the general population, but no further details were provided. The prisoners were the latest of 21 at San Quentin, including 9 condemned inmates to die of complications related to COVID-19. The prison is the hardest hit in California and has reported 2,181 inmates have contracted the virus. That's about two-thirds of the population. The prison also has the highest number of infected staff, with 258 employees testing positive for the virus. Thousands of people remain under evacuation orders today after a wildfire in mountains east of Los Angeles exploded in size and forced crews to battle flames in triple-digit heat. The fire in Riverside County has consumed more than 31 square miles of dry brush and timber. It's 5% contained. One home and two outbuildings have been destroyed. No injuries are reported. A huge smoke plume was visible for miles around and contributed to poor air quality. The National Weather Service says dangerously hot conditions are expected to continue. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.